Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. During this Easter week, I thought it would be helpful to look at some of the events and teaching leading up to Resurrection Sunday, the greatest day. And today we look at some of the events of Easter Tuesday. Today's lesson: during these last days, there are many things that test our faith and love. So let's be aware and prepared so as to remain faithful and loving. On the Tuesday of Easter week, Jesus taught his disciples about the signs, the birth pains preceding his return. This section, often called the Olivet Discourse, because it takes place on the Mount of Olives, runs from Matthew 24:1 to 25:46. Here, Jesus prophesies about the last days leading up to his return and how we are to stand firm and remain faithful in these very challenging times. Here's an overview of the features, good and bad, that he speaks about in this section. He talks about the destruction of the temple, the center of worship, that there will be false saviors with a false message of hope. There will be wars, famines, earthquakes. There will be persecution, deception, and discouragement, leading to coldness of heart. But the positive, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all nations before his return. But he adds, there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world. He says, Jesus, the Son of Man, will come on the clouds of heaven at an unexpected time. And he ends by calling us to remain faithful and ready for his return. A particular feature that I'd like to highlight in light of wars around the world, and I guess we could number quite a few, but particularly Israel and Gaza at present, is the promise of war and conflict as a part of the birth pains before his return. We read in Matthew 24:6-8, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. Conflict and the various signs spoken of are the kinds of things that cause people to doubt that there is a God. They can also cause us to be alarmed. Our faith is tested through such events, and some will even turn to false saviors. Jesus reminds us that these are all a part of the birth pains. So in response, stand firm. On this Easter Tuesday, let's be reminded of these things, that these are a part of the last days, and these things will test our faith and love. So let's be aware and prepared so as to remain faithful and loving. Jesus challenges us and encourages us in Matthew 24:13-14. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. He adds in Matthew 24:44-45, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants of his household to give them their food at the proper time? And he goes on to remind them that they need to be faithful. We need to be faithful. On this Easter Tuesday, Jesus is showing us both positive and dark features of these last days. We don't live in Disneyland. We live in a fallen and passing world in which the birth pains are painful. However, labor comes with the promise of new birth of all things. Jesus wants to remind us that throughout these last days, he's on a mission, and he wants us to join him in taking this gospel of the kingdom to all nations. Have we allowed persecution, deception, discouragement, wars, rumors of wars, these kinds of things to cause our love to grow cold? God bless you.